You're listening to a Radio 1 91 FM podcast.
Like 5 or so minutes ago.
Yeah.
We listened to a very exciting live to air by RTS, and we're lucky enough that they're here with us right now.
We didn't leave yet. Can't get rid of us yet.
You wouldn't want to. That was sick.
Thank you.
Yeah, kia ora. Yeah, thanks for having us.
Of course.
Yeah, so tell us a bit about your music. How did you guys meet? How did you get into this niche genre?
Harry and I met because about 10 years ago I sold him a guitar pedal. Yeah. Well, actually, no, we met before that.
We met when we were in school because we went to a geography thing one time.
Oh, classic.
We used way to busk. I never met you at geography.
I did. I beg to differ. Okay. At a very special geography meeting of the minds.
Cracker.
Rock bringing you together.
Yeah, once upon a time. Yeah, rocks
brought rocks. Us together. Well, yeah, the other type of rock.
The other type of rocks brought us together once upon a time.
Yeah, so we've known each other for a while. Palmerston North is a small place.
Yes.
It's a very small place.
Yeah. So you used to run into like-minded people.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But we started playing music together in, I think, 2017.
Yeah, that
sounds about
right.
Then, eh?
Yeah.
We have another band called First Move.
Yeah.
Yeah. And this is kind of our, what we just played before was kind of our relaxed Anything Goes version.
Nice.
Of our musical collaborations. So yeah, it's pretty fun.
So do you improvise?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep.
I have to imagine.
No plans, and basically, I think of it like you pick your tools. They're in front of you.
Yeah.
And then you use them.
Yeah. I think that's a good way of putting it. Mm-hmm. I think of it as just do, don't think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let it flow.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. Whatever happens, just respond to what's going on.
Yeah.
And that's the general plan. So.
What style of music does your other band play?
It's kind of like noisy. Like more noise rock sort of stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, a lot more structure than this.
They're more organised.
Thoroughly more organised.
Yeah, actual there are songs.
Yeah, there are songs that we've been written. Play around.
Right.
But yeah,
uh-huh.
But that's been getting looser and looser.
Yeah,
and then eventually we just gave up and started doing this.
Yeah, true. Yeah,
yeah. By necessity.
Yeah,
because we just don't have much time to get together.
Yes. Yeah. So. Which is actually, I think, a pattern that a lot of people experience.
Yeah.
When you have more time, you organise stuff, and then later on you're just like, it doesn't actually matter. It doesn't matter.
Yeah. Actually, and also, usually the best things happen when you don't know what's going to happen. So when you try and replicate that again, it's not going to be the same. It's not going to be as good. So we're just there for the happy accidents.
Yep.
Awesome. That's the one. Bob Ross.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. I guess also, if you guys have played together for so long, you have that chemistry with each other, making improv a bit easier?
Yeah, for sure, but I think it's also funny because this is like, I don't know if chemistry applies in this band.
No, I was going to ask.
I completely forget what Fraser is doing.
I don't think it's, I sort of think about it more so as there are like actions and responses, but it's not necessarily like, it's just we definitely enjoy playing together, and that's probably the most important thing.
Yeah. I was going to say, hear about jazz improvisers, like, it's like a language.
Yeah.
I was wondering if that was the same at all. Do you ever hear a cue and you're like, oh, I got to go funky here? Got to mess something up.
Maybe more like you hear something and I think we both know that it's awesome.
Yeah.
It just clicks into place.
Yeah. Or like you hear the way that something like asymmetrical is happening and you're like, that's really good. Mm. Or maybe we both hear it completely differently, but we both hear something cool in it.
Yeah.
I definitely do think of it in terms of that jazz language thing, though.
Yeah.
I think that really clicked for me about 2 years ago, and I was like, oh, this is like a pattern. Like, our interactions as people, and this goes for any collaboration, our interactions as people are, they kind of are modelled in sound and art and whatever you do with anyone else. It's all the same operation, whether it's conscious or not. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Awesome.
That's so exciting.
Do you guys have any, like, inspirations in this noise genre?
There's a lot of people that have gone before us, obviously.
Like, New Zealand's full of heaps of really awesome noise musicians and artists, and, like, we're all into all of that. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, rather than just, like, trying to do what everyone else has done, we're just, like, we just enjoy doing things.
Yeah.
And I guess, I think it's, like, it's been fun trying to find our own thing that we want to do.
Yeah.
That's it. What everyone else has done is made their own thing, right? Like, it's the most free form.
It's so true.
But,
it's kind of nice to get there when the time was right.
And that's right.
Here we are. That's right.
Yeah, it's a process to get to a point, I think, where you're like pretty comfortable doing stuff like this. I actually, I used to play in a band with Fee back in Palmerston North. We sort of were experimenting with that kind of approach as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I moved to Wellington a few years ago, and since I've been there, there's a really amazing improvisational music culture that stems back about 40 years.
Oh, wow. Mm.
And a lot of those guys are still around, and I've been really, that's been quite a big thing for me, witnessing that, learning from that. It's been super cool.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, and there's actually, there's a festival down here called Lines of Flight, which happened last year, and we both came down to that, and I've been down before as well. But it's the same people, and it's a very strong community, which is amazing to see. It's very rich, and you can see all the relationships and stuff in that. That is like, just keep going forever, and it's super cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Feels very open-ended. Yeah, whereas I think whenever I've worked in spaces with other, like when there's like a genre tag around stuff, you're like, there's something that like we're meant to be doing here.
Mm.
Or like something's forming up around, you get steered in a direction all the time, mm-hmm. and it's like kind of weird pressure around stuff, and then I just don't feel any of that with this, or when we're talking about this with other people, everyone's really like, oh, that's exciting.
Yeah.
Just is.
Or like, wow, what's that? You know? Yeah, it's very intuitive.
Yeah. Yeah, it's cool. It's cool.
Do you have questions?
Are you guys both based in Wellington at the moment?
No, Fraser's based in Wellington. Mm. I'm kind of based in Palmy when I'm in New Zealand. Yep. And then, but I don't really know where I'm based. All my things live in Palmy.
But Harry is definitely...
It's where the mail goes.
Nomadic. That's where the mail goes.
Is there an Otipoti noise band that you guys... is kind of on your radar as like inspiration or just noise that you think is really cool at the moment?
Great questions. I've been really enjoying a lot of things lately, but one thing that stood out to me recently was the Rosie Parlane release that came out. There was a compilation release. That I saw that Lines of Flight, and then that was really cool. But I mean, there's just so much. And I think anyone who wants to like kind of go diving on Bandcamp, you'll find amazing stuff.
Totally.
We're playing a show tomorrow at RDC.
Yes.
It's like midday, 12:30. But the artist that we're playing with, UB Plaster Blaster, is super cool. I think they are a volunteer at Radio 1.
Yeah. Cool.
And that was a very cool... We saw them last year. It was a very cool set.
We're also playing with Mads tomorrow.
Yes.
Mads did some amazing stuff.
Cool.
With drums.
Yeah.
We're really looking forward to doing some stuff there tomorrow.
Yeah.
It'll be really interesting
to
see.
Anyone listening, check that out.
Yeah.
It's RDC Espresso.
Yeah. So that's from sort of after lunch.
Yeah.
Through the afternoon in Squaha. Easy to come by.
Yeah.
All ages.
Super fun. Presumably.
All ages.
It's an espresso.
Bring your
cafe.
Kids.
I think it's only got to be an all ages.
It's going to be super cool.
Yeah.
Cool. Well, thank you guys so much.
Thanks guys. Very much for having us.
Yes, of course. Best of luck.
Yeah. Pleasure to be here.
That was our first proper live to air actually in the booth.
Hell yeah. Awesome.
And what a way to start.
So cool.
Yeah.
And you should be able to, if you missed the live to air for some reason, you should be able to access a video of it.
Yeah, it'll be on the recording
somehow,
Instagram
sometime.
At some point.
Nice.
Yeah.
Yeah, keep your eyes on it. It is.
That was a Radio 1 91 FM podcast. You can find more of them at r1.co.nz/podcasts.